Alright, we are live.
Alright, welcome back, everybody.
Cinco?
Yes. Finally back to having a full table. That's a very nice feeling.
First time on this table?
First time on this table having a full table. So when we last left our intrepid samurai...
I missed the bathhouse. I was upset. I missed the bathhouse episode.
You missed the bathhouse episode. There may be more bathhouse episodes. Right. I don't know. It depends.
Did you want to perv out on the girls' side?
Maybe. I didn't have the opportunity.
Wear that traditional like anime stupid
Although,
mask.
I would. I'm telling you now because I listened to the podcast, and that, by the way, that's the best recap ever. Just listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
I would not have let us go without a fight with those bandits trying to.
I know.
Well, I don't really puppet other people's characters to that extent.
Well, the reason for that, though, is because, you know, we basically left a threat to the Empire. We let him go.
Potentially.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a number of ways to look at it. Just consider by Yuji-san as it being shouted down.
Yeah. That's how I recommend
it. So you're so scared of those bandits. but when last left... For those of us who have not heard the other podcasts or who've been a while.
So you should go back and listen.
Hmm?
I know. They should go back and listen.
Yes, you should go back and listen, definitely. One of these days, I'll actually have the URL written down in case you somehow came by this podcast without having visited the website. I don't know how you managed it.
Impressive, by the way.
Maybe they just switched goofing around on iTunes or something.
Could be. But what happened is the... group of samurai who have been recruited by an Emerald magistrate have been sent to Lion Lines to investigate the cause of some disturbance at the Tobas Championship. They have come across the governor, a Kitsu Hayabusa, who is giving them some ability, but has reminded them that they are being watched and to be careful with what they're doing. Certainly don't want to interfere with the task, but he doesn't want them interfering with the Lion's task either, so... But we did leave it at the night after you guys arrived. You were allowed to spend the night in the governor's estate. I did ask everybody else if they wanted to do anything specific that night other than chat about what was going on. No one really wanted to do anything, but since Bayushi wasn't here last time, I will ask. Bayushi-san, is there anything particularly you wanted to do that night? Or okay.
The only thing I would just keep my eyes open because we heard some suspicious things.
Right. Well, You don't see anything peculiar in the governor's estate. It's a very well-ordered, well-kept place, as you'd expect. You get the sense more that they're watching you all warily, because aside from Doji-san, you're not really from clans that the Lion enjoy the presence of too much. They have a little bit of respect for the Crab's martial prowess, but since the Crab don't really care about Bushido a whole lot, it kind of rubs the Lion the wrong way. As far as the Mantis is a Scorpion go, yeah, you're there on an Imperial mandate, which is why you're there. but the next morning, assuming you guys don't wake up at normal routine hours, which is generally fairly early, you will be pretty much promptly woken up as servants expect you, or you've woken up. And that's, there will be a small breakfast if you would like. Simple things, and then we would expect you'd probably be attending to your business and leave you to it. So anyone who does want to partake, there's been a small breakfast of kind of there's been, it looks like a couple imports of fruit probably bought at high value, extremely overpriced from what you would imagine your Otomo-san, possibly from the Mantis. Generally dried dates. Stuff that will travel well. There is rice, because there's always rice. Tea, because there's always tea. And that's really about it. I mean, you might expect normally there'd be a bit more from a governor's, but hard times, so.
Yeah, not only to disrespect, because they put out food, something which is probably worth as much as weapons or anything else at this point, I would definitely eat whatever they would give me.
It's good food. This is the governor's estate, but
it'd be rude not to suffer.
It'd be rude not to eat as much as they did.
They really give you one serving.
I see.
You could ask for more if you wanted to, but general etiquette means you, unless you're really hungry or really want to be rude, you don't generally ask for more. In fact, normally it's considered kind of rude to eat all of your food.
I'm cool with going that far.
You generally want to leave a little bit if you want to be gracious to your host and say, oh man, this is so filling, I can conceivably eat all of it.
Yeah.
But since the Orotomos and Mantis and, well, Mantis and the Lion aren't really friendly, I can understand eating all of your food.
I turn my back and he starts eating mine. Because I lost that little bit.
Yeah.
I'll leave a little bit.
Yeah, I do the courtesy thing.
And I assume you guys head out at that point?
Yes.
Yeah, we were going to
your kimono have been left by your rooms by the time you're done with breakfast. They've been cleaned up and laundered.
Grab our weapons.
Yeah, on your way out.
Yeah, they're at the door.
They're not gonna have you go through the city without your weapons. They will kind of look odd at the Tetsubo if you don't peace knot it.
No,
you peace knot a Tetsubo.
Well, you wrap it up. You wrap it up, basically.
It's in a big piece of leather.
Yeah.
So it hurts slightly less when you switch.
I'd have to untie it to get to it.
Yeah, I believe the...
It's rather thick, so it's to make sure you're not walking around going, hey, I'm gonna beat up some people in your cities. Because that'll get you kicked out, even on an Imperial mandate. But what do you guys do? Where do you go?
I believe the plan was to head to the Kitsu's temple.
That was closer, right?
Where he got his training.
Yeah. I mean, it's a temple/dojo, but it's a small one. They're not like the biggest lands. This isn't like Kyuin Kitsu or anything.
Were we planning at all going together, or did we want to conduct Kitsu? Separate investigation.
That's really up to you guys.
We don't really have any separate leads at this point, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I do have some ideas. Because we thought, and this is probably a conversation we would have had, not at the breakfast table in front
That's
of fine. All of them.
Well, you're halfway black and you're walking out of the city.
Okay. So. I think it was the Kitsu who hired those Ronin. I expect that he found them here instead of finding them in Suma.
Suma.
Instead of finding them in Suma.
The issue comes up was he seemed surprised when the guy announced himself in the Shadowlands, right? Whether it was because he announced it or because he announced it and he realized at that point that he was. That's the real problem, is looking out for that, because that's something that once you find signs of it, it's not going to be easy to hide signs of pain or signs of shallow activity. That's the real issue.
Well, he may not have known. He may have been just seeking to hire muscle.
Right, but that's the thing is if we start getting close, we might start seeing signs of that.
But I think that is another lead we can follow up here.
You mean by talking to the locals.
Yes.
Perhaps that is a better task for you to follow up on.
Yeah, if you go, you make sure you take someone. I'm fairly sure we aren't safe here.
I kind of had, my sword, like a time.
Do you mind if I accompany you to watch your back?
I know.
Okay. So then the scorpion will head off in the opposite direction, really, back towards the town.
Oh, great. The two scorpions just went off into the shadows. Well, I suppose on the good side, I don't know what they're doing, and I don't want them
to. I guess with the good hearing, I probably am like...
I don't
acknowledge that, but I kind
of... To get out of earshot, if you want to make an awareness test to pick that up.
I kind of do.
I don't
know.
I know they're talking about this.
Sorry.
As like
other games,
I say investigation. But I just kind of go one of these, like, kind of like approving nod to what you're saying, but.
No, this is the kind of necessary evil that the scorpion is for.
But I don't even want anybody to know that that's what I'm thinking in my head.
You probably assume, like, you hear the Orotomo grumbling something, you're not really sure what it is.
It's like what I'm saying. I'm just going to get whatever.
Okay.
Is it just separate notice, though?
No,
investigation, notice, emphasis.
Notice is an emphasis.
Gotcha.
But we'll start with the temple. So the three of you, the Hiruma, the Yoritomo, and the Doji, head off It's a fairly well-appointed temple. You know, this is the heartland of Rokugan, so there's not a lot of water near it, but the Kitsu are water chikenda, so that it looks like they've kind of irrigated some small waterfalls and stuff around the temple. It's a very nice, serene sort of area. And again, another thing you notice, especially in this area, even more so than in the rest of the town and even in than the governor's estate, is that stink of plague that's been kind of trailing you on the road. It's pretty much not here. You can't detect any of it. And it's a much less oppressive atmosphere. You assume, though, while the Kitsu Shigenda obviously are not as talented as Moshi or Yoritomo at manipulating the weather, they are water Shigenda. They probably have some knowledge of it, and they've probably been making some efforts or at least praying to certain fortunes who would be able to assist them in that. But it does feel a lot better here, and you don't feel the discomfort of the local commune as much.
My companions, there's no great dishonor in telling me to shut up if I start talking here. I understand it's not my strength.
But perhaps this might work out to our advantage. There is some commonalities between you and this temple.
Well, I'll be here, but I have a habit of telling people how I feel about them.
Well, let's not do that, especially here, lest we lose our heads.
I guess that. If I start speaking on the turn, no dishonor in telling me.
I'm sure I wasn't going to be dishonored by telling you that.
I just chuckle a little bit.
So you guys head up to the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are abbots, monks, that sort of thing. Again, it looks more of a temple and less of a dojo, but that tends to be kind of more the case with Shugenja, especially in the more advanced training for getting the first rank, basically. Tends to be less formalized in some cases.
I'm going to keep my eyes out for this entire thing. I'm not talking or anything. I'm just watching the people around us. When he talks to people, I'm watching them. Pretty much looking for people that might know more about what's going on or give us glances like they know why we're here.
Okay.
But I anticipate there will be some looks of animosity that's to be expected.
Sure. I mean, well, you can make an investigation notice if you'd like, since you suggested it. And basically what I'll do is, if you want to call raises, the more raises you call, the better attention you'll be paying and the more you'll pick up on, since you're doing kind of an overall for the entire situation. Otherwise, if you want to pick up on anything specific, instead of doing that, you'll have to just make investigation tests for every one of those that you want to do. You want to check on.
I'll call one raise.
Okay.
Don't tell me now. Any chance, Boo? I did get one here.
You have investigation?
I do.
Okay, good. Just make it.
So that's 22, 25.
Okay.
Right? Yes.
So as I said, you guys head up to the temple. Mostly abbots, monks, that sort of thing. You can see a few younger, like not quite to the Genpuku, maybe a year or two younger than you guys. They do seem to be engaged in some devotions. It's odd for Doji-san and Haruma-san, because you've never really been around like Shigenja in the training. It's a lot quieter. Obviously a lot quieter than your training.
Yeah.
But even less noise than you. There's not, you know, there's no practice.
And
I mean,
trained in stealth.
Yes. Well, I mean, Kuruma are a fairly stealthy family, but the Lion aren't a particularly stealthy clan, but it's very quiet. There's more meditation, more of what you've seen him do on the road, where he's, you know, doing his daily prayers. It's generally done in your head quietly. You get the smell of incense as you walk into the temple, and then you will be actually stopped by one of the abbots. Does have a shaved head. Samurai son. Welcome to the temple. How may I assist you today?
What was the name of the teacher that we were supposed to be talking to? Will you give any name?
No. It would be Eikitsu, but like you can just generally when you're going to a temple, you'd ask for the head of the temple.
Okay.
And they'll introduce themselves when they introduce themselves.
Okay. Them. I'm looking for the head of the temple. We have some questions to ask him about the, before I start talking about this stuff, how much information am I supposed to be giving out versus how much information, you know,
They,
I guess I'm trying to figure out what...
The general assumption is they'll know what they need to know, but especially for you, it would be kind of gauche to say, we want to talk about the crimes that one of your students committed, you know?
Like, not one of the students, but say, like, you know, from the Admiral Magistrate, we want, not from the Admiral Magistrate,
just
but...
Generally,
some,
just
we have business
asking to speak to the...
Okay.
Yeah, but it would be sufficient
okay.
for them, but...
All right, then... I'd like to speak to the head of the temple, please.
I'm afraid Master is out at the current time, but his second would be more than happy to assist you. Unfortunately, he is on an extended training with some of our students.
When do you expect their return?
It is hard to say with such things. It depends on the level of the spirits. But his second would be happy to speak with you if you'd like.
That would be fine if we can arrange that, please.
And fetch him in the process. And, okay, one thing you do want to pick up on, not necessarily for any suspicions, that's not uncommon. I mean, they, like, especially the more advanced students, will take out on a lot of leave. Because the thing with students and teachers is teachers, they generally have whatever time they feel sufficient. There's, like, a general time frame for when people should be reaching their age of Genpuku or graduating from one like rank to another, but it's not as formalized as all that. Like, there's not everyone from this age is in this grade, blah, 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 like anything like that. So the time is more fluid. That's so long as they're performing their tasks, they're in good standing. So it's hard to say specifically, and that's not something that's that uncommon amongst Bushi or Shigenja or even courtiers. I mean, because they'll give specific lessons or even take them to courts in other lands to get a lay of those lands and stuff like that. So it does happen.
Okay.
But he does come back a little while later.
Proper address for a teacher of that level?
It would be Sama, still
Sama
most likely.
Okay.
Or, you know, I mean,
Sensei?
Sensei would also work if you're...
Do you have your student or
no,
just
I
respective?
Mean,
then
if you respect
teacher.
Their knowledge, it would be Sensei. Like,
okay.
That's fine. You can say Sensei. But an older man will come out. He does not have his shape out of a monk. He's probably a Shigenja, not a monk. So he has his hair tied in a top knot. He looks very severe. Kind of a drawn face. He looks a little lean, not to the point of starving. Like maybe he just fasts as a regular thing.
Okay.
As to show devotion. But he will bow to you all.
Bow deeper.
I am Kitsu Aichi. I understand that you have some business with me.
Yes, it's you, Sensei. My name is Doji Michu.
I'm going to meet you, Doji-san.
We'd like to ask you some questions about a former student here. Kitsu, whatever,
Kori.
Kitsu Kori. Perhaps we can go somewhere to talk.
You will. And we'll kind of, show you out of the temple grounds, or the temple proper, and more to the temple grounds. There's, again, there's a lot of, like, rocks and waterfalls, so there's a fairly secluded spot where there's copse of trees, and then kind of, again, it looks like it was probably carved out by Haman, and then had, like, a nice stone pond. It's like a koi pond, basically, around it, and he'll actually take a seat near the koi pond just for, there's spots for, like, contemplation and stuff, so, I'd be happy to discuss it with you. Before going further, since I assume you would all be wanting to potentially ask me questions, might I know the name of your travel companions?
Oh, yes, this is, Yomotaro, Togashi, and this is, Haruma
Masaru.
Masaru.
An honor to meet you all.
Thank you.
I've heard the news of the tragedy at the Telepaths Championship. I suppose I was expecting an investigation at some point. An unfortunate thing. Keller was one of my students, and I cannot help but feel somewhat responsible for his deeds.
First of all, let me
say I'm sorry for your loss of your student. No, the bond between a student and a teacher can sometimes be strong. If he did what he did, then you have no reason to apologize. It is my feeling. But we are not making an assumption one way or the other what he has or has not done. What we are trying to get at is who he was and the possibility of could he have done something like this or was he taking him in some way.
I will tell you what I know. I met Haru originally when he was young. Very young. And he was a very bright child, and the gift of the family was very strong with him. But in a way, he was impatient. And it's something that I believed I had weaned him out of, but perhaps not as well as I thought I might have. You must understand that the past year has been very difficult on us. It is not something that many men will speak of. But that gives you something of a deeper understanding of humility. I'm sure on your way here, I'm assuming you all came from Suma, you've seen some of what's happening in our lands. And
yes, these lands have changed much since I was here as a child.
I do apologize, they did not meet your expectations. But
war has been. The plague has been bad. The plague's not something we've mentioned, right?
Well, normally not in polite company. And you probably wouldn't
know what's
transpired. By name.
War and what's transpired here has been greater than most places. And
it is the lion's duty to be the shield, the sword of Rokugan. You probably wouldn't say shield because that's not a thing.
No, that's the crown.
It is a thing that the Lion know about because they have that book on
intelligence,
but you guys don't really know about that. Yeah. The Sword of Rokugan. And as such, we do find conflict meets us. Many are much stronger than most. But
had it not been for the strength, it would be doubtful that any lesser clan would be able to endure it.
Well, not though I do not think that your guru or my friend would necessarily agree with you.
He just smiled a little bit.
Kaoru had a great destiny fulfilled, and I fear that his ambition may have been a downfall.
Are you saying he was seeking knowledge elsewhere? Or was it more
that I cannot say. Children who are bound for the Tokes Championship, as I'm sure you're all aware, have a little more latitude when it comes to their training, even amongst the Lion. But, oh yes, right. But I did not detect that he had done anything untoward.
So he wasn't acting strangely before he left for the championship?
It's hard to say he was acting strangely when all of your people are starving here in the sun. As I said, though, he had a greater burden than many.
When you say this, do you mean as a Lion or as himself?
That is the same answer. Which would be yes, but I'm surprised you do not already know. Nevertheless, it is not for me to discuss that. You will have to seek that answer elsewhere.
Who is able to speak of it?
You might ask your host. But do not press him too harshly. He's a very large burden he bears. Well, I appreciate the time you spent with us to tell us about your suit. It is, I hope, that the things that have been said are not true, and that he is, and that he has done what was expected of him. I believe we can all hope that message.
You
can probably understand that I'm just trying to be cordial and not, yeah.
Did he appear to be telling the truth?
Although I probably do expect him to be a little bit more.
He was definitely holding something back, but he said as much, so, I mean, it's hard to tell. Nothing he said seemed like an outright falsehood.
What else we can have to choose? Actually, on that, would there be something within.
I mean, unless.
Resolution to kind of. Not talk about that thing, but is there something, was there something else he was holding back, not what he was talking about? His relationship, because I'm assuming it's some relationship.
Could make a order roll to see if you notice something.
Okay.
And then you may have another roll to make if you do notice something.
Okay. I'll roll two raises.
Okay.
And use the free one to lower the difficulty.
Sure. Of your.
Yeah. Maybe normal.
Yeah. Well, normal plus five, since you're calling two raises.
Right.
Yeah.
Start null would say that. Wow. Oh, no, there we go. That. Okay.
27, 36, 41. There's something else there. Other than the one that Eric told you.
Then I try to manipulate him to,
okay.
To speak more on it.
Well, you can make a courtier manipulation roll if you can bring it up the right way.
Okay.
You have to do that in character.
Okay, that's fine. It seems you don't. Seems
what it seems like. It seems like when you asked him about his training,
yeah,
he was kind of vague there. Like, he didn't outright answer your question.
Oh, about his ambition?
About what training he might have received other than.
Oh, okay.
Did he have any other teachers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually. Yeah, he learned something.
Because you actually mentioned. You actually kind of were touching on that a little bit.
Yeah, and all, he just brushed it off with sometimes Topaz Champion, or Children Bound for the Topaz Championship have more latitude.
What other areas is he. What other areas was he being taught in? Or who else would have.
Well, he would have had to have some training from normally Bushi instructors to learn the skills that might avail him in the Topaz Championship.
Or any instructors from that school that I could talk to about that.
Perhaps. I would not know them necessarily by name.
Is there anything else outside of them? Just the Bushi skills that he was looking into or seemed interested in?
As I said, sometimes to a best contenders.
I mean, did you also look into the courtyards?
You would have needed to by necessity, of course. If there are contests to test your ability in court as well.
Did he have any other teachers in the arts of the Shiganja?
Well, I would be his primary instructor, but. I'm sure your Tomo-san could tell you you are not simply taught by one man, even as a priest.
It is true.
Okay.
I mean, I'm assuming that you're wearing Shigendo robes, like, so he can tell at a glance, but
Otherwise, I'll have him make a lore herald. We'll see if he figures out this school. But
this is like a water school.
Mm-hmm.
Do you seem interested in any of the other elements, so to speak?
You are not a Shikenta yourself, so it is, I think, hard to explain. One does not necessarily have a choice in which spirits speak with you, in which you choose not to. We encourage certain aspects, and generally things will go that way. In other cases, we may need to call in favors from other clans so as to give them further training. Again, I'm sure that you are totally sound to understand that his family is, or his clan is blessed with multiple traditions.
This is true. But we individual teams tend to lean towards certain aspects.
Hi, and he is a Kitsu. The Kitsu of noble blood. Thus, the Wakami came more easily to him than others.
So I'm manipulating on the noble blood then.
Okay.
Too raising the hand. Same kind of role. For me to get rid of that, and then too raising.
Nice. Oh, wow. Okay, that's lost.
Oh, at least that's there. I don't even know how many dice. Well, except for damage.
So that's 31-48.
he was covering up very, very well, but you did pick up. He did miss up there, and as I said, it's something you have to discuss with the governor. I cannot say.
You said that sometimes your students train with other clans. Did you bring in, did you have any teachers from other clans?
No. As I said, he had an affinity for water.
It doesn't seem like he's given up anything else at this point. I don't want to press.
He will actually stand at this point. If there's nothing further, Samurai, I unfortunately have my devotions to attend to for the day.
Of course.
I cannot let them linger for too long or else the temple's protections will falter.
I appreciate your time with us.
With your permission, I'd like to pray at your temple.
You wish.
The more I got to get to Tama.
You want to tell us on, shall we meet later? Back at the governor's mansion.
Sure. I'll be here for several hours.
Okay. We'll find the rest of our companions at this point.
So you're heading down to town. In your state of affairs, we'll let you know. The scorpion, however, like she said, it's just heading into town.
That doesn't look bad.
Well,
I'm actually very brazen about it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm counting on our reputation as Scorpion to get us in touch with the people that we want to get in touch with.
Exactly.
Well, as you're walking in the citizenry of the town, they're giving you
like a wide
pretty,
berth.
a wide berth, but also you're catching some pretty dirty glares just automatically.
I try about
a lot of doors are shutting and or, well, not. I mean, sword should be screened
right. People, like, peeking behind windows.
Right. Well, not even peeking, but mostly just like, you know, I gotta be somewhere else.
Something's gonna happen that way.
They might poison me.
Well, they're all. It's more of, they might trick me into doing something dishonorable.
Yeah, right.
And I don't wanna. I don't wanna dishonor that. My house, my masters. So, where are you guys heading, precisely?
Well, we're looking for a seedy part of town.
Okay. You can make a roll for that, and I'm deafing.
Investigation?
No, it would not take that from the
skill. Is that a low skill?
It may very well be.
That's okay, I'm crafty. I gave that too much low skill.
There you go.
Temptation, maybe?
No.
It's going to be.
You got a nose for this shit. We should have brought you along.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was looking who would come with us, but I also saw the Valiant having a sure hand to go there.
I guess it may very well be investigation in this role.
Otherwise, I would have lobbied harder for me.
I also really don't know what you guys are doing.
Yeah, it'd be investigation. So.
Good. Okay. 18. 28. God. Oh my god. 37. Because that one died. That exploded twice.
The rolling team system.
15.
Okay. Well,
should have called like a million aces.
You're having a hard time finding anything. It's lion lands, even in a bad state. It's hard to find a quote unquote C part of town, really. Maybe if you're in Jacoba land. But Yushi-san does. There's just this one little street. It's a small street. You'd imagine this is probably the Red Lantern District, or at least what would amount to the Red Lantern District if it wasn't a tiny, pathetic little street. But you do find, it's got that air about it.
Is there a bar or tavern?
There is a sake house. I mean, there's probably a couple sake houses you've come across or walked by, but this one does seem a bit less reputable just by Judd and Greg's appearance.
That's the one that we want.
It is known, there's a kanji outside, and it is known as the... the water's edge.
That looks like my kind of flints.
You want to go about doing this? Scratch that. How do you want me to go about doing this?
I will look imposing, but I believe our story should be that we are looking for some rough and tumble folk. We don't want to get our hands dirty, but there's someone we want eliminated or roughed up. So we're looking to hire out.
Let's not mention what we want to do, at least especially if we mention we want to hurt a lion member. They might automatically take offense to it even less. So let's just say we're looking for someone
I would not mention the clan as well. That was wise, but let us just say we're looking to hire some muscle. And perhaps even the spellcaster, Shugendra. I believe that is the most critical link.
Maybe one of the friends of the leader of that group.
There's a lot of hired thugs, but very few hired Shugenja, I would have to imagine. Yeah.
It's a lot rarer to have Shugenja who have no house, because they're so rare.
Right. But I think that's our critical lead.
If they press the issue, we'll just say, clearly, we're not very well liked here, and if you're willing to accept the coin, too, just make sure that no one steps on our toes, that's it.
I believe we play to our stereotype, to our advantage.
Alright, that's our plan. We're going.
Good stuff in. And,
I kind of have my hand resting on my sword. Not in like a boastful, I'm starting a fight way, but I'm like confident
ready,
with it.
Yeah,
don't mess with us.
You step in, and it's actually kind of smoky inside. You do smell a mix of tobacco and what might even be opium in the corner. There is a couple of grunts from in the corner where you sound like there's some sort of game going, possibly gambling. It does seem very quiet, though, because, again, they're still in the middle of the Kitsu province.
It's also early in the morning.
How are you dressed right now? Are you dressed like a samurai?
Yeah, I probably would have done something to fit into the stereotype.
It might actually look better, and we would have, sorry, we would have settled if everyone in, but it actually might look better if you don't look like a samurai. Like, you look like my servant, or like my,
Can I kind of fold my clothes in a different way and kind of rock myself up a little bit to look like I...
You can make an acting role.
Yeah. Alright, this one.
Because then I can just kind of stand in the background. I'm obviously the guy that you're working for, but
right.
You can be the person making your agent. Yes.
Yeah, I'll
get
that. Well, I gotta use this call and raise thing. I keep forgetting
to
do that.
Well, there's three tens there.
I know, I wish I was good. Oh, sorry, too, but I wish I was better at this.
Well, it does look passable.
So, I mean... Yeah.
It looks passable. I mean, it's not the best job, but you're working with the materials you got, so. Maybe get called a few razors. It's rolled before, you know.
Thank you. The beautiful thing about the tables you can ride on, so yeah. Now Matt is writing giant letters.
Is this going to give you buttons? Call a raise.
That just means you'll fail a lot, right?
The button just to go back was Dave's power attack.
Power attack.
Which he always forgot to do, and then when he would press the button, he would miss.
Well, no, it's when he said power attack, he missed, but if you press the button, it would hit.
Is that
yeah,
it's
oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm bad at rolling.
You've been pretty good so far in this game, though.
Well, yeah, multiple dice games, I'm usually pretty good at.
Did you kind of want
Yeah.
It's Easter family.
So, okay, you guys head in. And as I said, smoky atmosphere. There are people obviously smoking from very long stem stuff that.
To the point that those tobacco smokes are all
we're not nerds.
It smells like yellow.
And, I mean, there's people drinking. There's a small bar. It's dingy. There's a very harried-looking bartender up there. But what you would want to do is basically make another investigation test to see if you notice the sort you're looking for, or if you're just unless you're just going to blindly announce it to the whole room.
I'm looking for ruffians.
Although I would say they do have kind of a main area around where there would be like a all the.
Well, this is a little like two room establishment. Like the front room has a little seating area, and then the bar, and then there's a back room where all the smoking and the gambling.
So if we don't walk in. Like we're looking to conduct a legal activity.
just to set this up, as we do go in, you know, I clearly wait for him to, you know, prep, and then when we go up, I assume that I would be the one who would be like ordering the drinks for you, and kind of I'm supposed to know what you want and
right.
That kind of thing. So I'll play in the acting for that. Right?
15.
18.
That makes it.
Okay.
Just over time, you have a fairly easy time coming up to the bar. You're like, ah, my lord would like X sake. He's like, pours a thing of nondescript sake and hands it to you. It's like,
okay,
so he's like, it'll be 4 boo. Time too tough.
Yeah, I know. I make a look at you kind of for almost like, you know, if you're going to say anything, even if you don't,
I'll give you that. That's kind of the man. Kind of
not. Yeah, okay, so I put the ball there.
And as far as you know, it's tough because it's whether it's because it's so smoky and dingy in here,
or it's because I'm obviously a samurai,
or it's because you're obviously a samurai,
a scorpion samurai,
and people are kind of like, yeah, I'm gonna get killed if I work for them. And like, you don't have anyone who's really like seems to be standing
right.
out in any way.
That's fine. I'll actually go into the corner. I'll take a drink and
mm-hmm.
I'll just take a table in the corner,
mm-hmm.
just kind of watch. And the electricity was in.
I will remain at the bar, however.
After a while, a bigger guy will come up to your table. He is, in fact, wearing line colors. He has the Matsuma on his.
So does he.
And he'll sit down across from you.
Matsu was the. She was the.
She was not. She did not have this mod on her.
Oh. But she was.
She was a Matsu.
She was, okay.
Yeah. But he will. Wave to the bartender. Your gun's not really welcome here, Scorpion.
Or not, is not this established open to anyone with coin?
I'm in these lands.
We're here in business.
Oh, are you? I can just imagine what business the Scorpion would want to set up here.
Are you interested? I have replied flippantly.
You're asking me. You insult me with that. I think you should retract that statement.
Consider it retracted. Yeah, you have a very slight bow.
Wise man. So what are you doing here?
Again, we're here to conduct business.
Are you Bayushi, or are you a Yasti?
I'm a Bayushi. And probably so.
What business do you expect to conduct?
We're looking to hire men.
Wow. Not a lot of men here.
depends on what they're willing to do. Perhaps you should talk to my men if you would like to gather some information.
I'm not asking your servant, Baishi's son. I'm asking you.
Our point is good. We're looking for a very special set of skills. Nothing that would betray your trust to the clan of the Empire. I'm very sincere about that.
Okay. I don't know if I'm making sincere. You can back make a sincerity.
What I am doing is, in fact, in service of the Empire.
Yeah, half truths.
Yes. 18. Well, he can find out that I'm sincere.
Yes, but he also doesn't fall for it. I cannot stand these insults any longer. If you wish to sully the name of a lion, then first you'll have to go through me.
As he starts
like
to
you,
say that,
you hear him slam on
yep,
the table.
When he gives that very quietly, like, out of leaves himself, just very quietly get out and do move to the side of the table, well around mm-hmm. him so I'm nowhere near him, but come up to the table and bow as low as I can and wait to be acknowledged.
He does not seem to be acknowledging you in any way.
Okay. When he starts raising his voice, I'll look at you and kind of nod and raise up and go and basically interject as politely as I can because I really just it's gonna happen. Okay. So and I'll add my either whatever you want me to do, either acting or sincerity to this. But I'll basically say my master here. My master and I were accosted in the lands. We were looking to hire nothing less than lion guards. For if it came to we were attacked and blows were given, we would not want to fight. Those as skilled as a lion in straight combat. Nor would we want lion blood on our blades. However, if one of your land were to attack us, we would rather have lion defend. We would rather have, your people there to dissuade them from attacking us while we're here on imperial business. And then bow all the way down, like basically as low as I can go.
First of all, you need to make a deception check because you're lying to them.
Sort of.
You weren't accosted in lion lands.
Yeah, we were.
True, but that's not exactly what you're doing, so it's a deception test.
Okay, so I'm not.
You weren't actually accosted, you were threatened.
Sincerity deception.
Yeah. I'm going to add something to that.
Well, no, deception. Yeah, sincerity.
Well, no, because
yeah.
I have sincerity aware, so that's.
Well, you,
no, you have sincerity.
Okay.
No, deception is the emphasis.
Deception is the emphasis.
Okay,
yeah.
So 4-3.
It just means.
I will add a little quick something. Not the line that you like, that's the most famous bodyguard. The most famous Yojimbo in the lens.
Yeah, that's
amazing. All right, I guess
I thought the lion were supposed to be a bodyguard.
No, I am
so
the greatest arm.
Okay, what'd you get?
Never mind.
Well, no, I mean, what happens if I spend a void bet?
Well, you can add 1 to 1 to get if you spend a void.
They're great.
You can roll another.
They're great warriors, yeah. But they're not.
Gotcha.
They're Jimbo.
Yeah. All
right, so that's going to be 17.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's not terrible.
Not terrible, I'm quite great, but I mean, like,
you
just...
You base yourself by allowing your servant to speak with you with these half-truths.
Perhaps I'm a little too lenient with him, but I give him latitude because he's an effective tool.
You should control him. Or you should have controlled him. But now you won't have the opportunity. I challenge what little honor you have, Bayushi-san.
You won't see it because my head's down, but I'm smiling at this point.
Well, also you wear a big full mask, so you can see you smiling.
And if I win?
Well, then I'll be dead.
Whole.
Perhaps you've heard of me. I take off the mask. Just maybe give him a moment.
Yeah, he just seemed confused. He's like, wait, why is this girl taking the mask off?
Why are you taking the mask off?
A little taken aback, but... Not because he recognizes you, but because Scorpion...
Right, generally.
Generally, yeah. Take off the mask. What game are you playing at?
I put the mask back on. I just don't want you to throw away your life so recklessly.
Well, be my life thrown away, will it?
this is your choice, then I will indulge you in the swift warrior's death.
So then, step outside.
Drunk.
I mean, okay, well, first of all, I do want you to make a courtier test, just because I, or, well...
Can I do it for you?
Yes, make it part of your test, because I do want you to notice something.
All right.
It says, apparently, wow.
It said, apparently not.
Apparently, Don's rolling like a med.
I got 16.
Okay, no, never mind. He seems completely in control of himself.
But I see this is how the lion treat guests in the land. Guests on official business.
This is how I treat you in lion land. Step outside.
Fair Can enough. I make awarenesses to everybody else, like, what they're, like, if they're looking like, oh, yeah, he's got it, or if they're all going like this?
No, they're mostly either high or ignoring it.
Okay.
These are kind of ruffians. Do either of you have lore law?
I do not.
Okay. Outside you go, then.
Oh, because I could have been like, no, this is what we're going to do. Today.
Well.
Well, I know for, like, an Iduce duel, though, you know, I can pick a champion. Which would be Dave.
You can't because you have a sword.
Oh right. I'm able to defend
myself. You did better in the tournament than I did.
Yeah, but that's through luck.
Technically, I could as well, except I actually do carry around a katana.
Yeah, so you can't.
I can defy that.
Just fight him, though, right?
The thing is, he's challenging you to a duel of the death, anyways.
Yeah,
right?
So it's
going to end up being a skirmish.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not going to be a duel.
It's still going to...
Well,
no,
the first...
A duel for
the
death.
The first strike is an
Iduce. Oh, the first round is an Iduce strike. And then after that, if you didn't kill him in the first strike...
But I can forego that. I mean, it's dishonorable, but I can...
You
just...
would have to make an etiquette rule, and it's very difficult because he's the challenger. The challenge does have some rights. But see, the things you make your lore law roll.
Oh, is that, yeah.
Tell you a lot.
Okay.
You could spend void to make a lore law roll.
Yeah, I'm saving the void for this.
Not a bad idea.
Fair enough.
I did totally make a mud character, so if I die, I have a monk.
That might be a bad. What kind of monk?
Is it
just
a clan monk or just
monk?
A
brother?
No, he's a brother monk.
Oh, okay.
He's actually not great in combat, though. He's like a buff character. Like, he's got this one thing where he just passes on void to people.
Right, but
that
to use him,
but
because you're going to spot this. So,
we'll see.
I was expecting it to go this way.
This is not how I was expecting this to go.
But then there we go. Someone didn't have lore law, which is the thing that you really should have pointed out. But,
unless it's a low skill, then...
No, sure, it's not low skill.
Lore law is definitely a high skill.
See, you guys are lucky that none of these guys were here. Do any of you have lore law?
No.
Master, right?
No, I didn't know lore law.
Yeah, like, why I didn't...
Well, it's...
Pretty much.
I'll explain it afterwards. Dave might know out of character why it's important to have lore law in a situation like this.
Well, it's normally important.
But please don't say anything, because this is happening.
I am not there in character, so right. I'm not going to say anything about that situation.
I know what I'm buying after that.
Lore law is useful, especially when we're investigating shit like this.
Right.
But, okay, well...
What page is that?
Page 87.
Oh, I totally just pressed the button.
There you go.
It's not 87.
I have 13 skills.
But 87 is not 87 on this.
Well, I don't know.
You have the core book underneath your iPad.
You literally have it right.
I can only look it up in one place at once. No, we're good.
Okay. So then you both need to make...
I will call one race. I got the one race. I should call 2 races. But
it's a bit.
23. I want to know his Iduce skill and his reflexes.
It's just going to crush you.
His Iduce skill is a 2.
Yeah.
His reflexes is a 3.
This is going to be pretty even, right? Sure,
he would just like to know your Iduce skill.
It's still one.
Actually, what was your total roll. Skill?
What's that?
What was your total roll?
23. Yeah, 23. So,
you know. Get a plus 1 keep 1 then.
Oh, he didn't do that one.
So he might be invited to exactly 10.
Well, this is the focus, right?
Yes, this is
I'm going to spend a void on this.
Okay.
So I actually get lots of dice now, because I also got the bunch of blood from you.
Yep.
You
will also turn his way down.
You get 1d1. Yes.
And an additional 1d1.
So you actually have 2. Yes.
I will also spend the void on this.
I don't know what you're spending the void on, but
he's changing the weather.
Suddenly
just going to rain out
for
a reason.
No, it's for
oh,
perfect.
Dramatic effect. Spend a void for dramatic effect.
Now they're standing in front of each other, just squaring.
So all of a sudden, it's like, focus.
This is really super important.
Yeah.
That's good. Alright, so that's. So, because like I have the extra one from the real, one from the assessment, one from the void.
Yeah,
it's 19.
Oh,
yeah, I also spent a void. 19, 21, 26, 33.
You beat him, but just
by
not by five.
Oh, so then we
karma
strike.
So yeah, karma strike. But that's almost okay because it is a skirmish.
Well, basically, you're both going to attack. So
yeah.
What's your normal armor, Tien?
25.
Okay, and you can go ahead and roll, and I'll tell you if you can. Yeah.
Are we walking around town in our armor?
If you're wearing light armor, it's generally okay. If you're wearing heavy armor, it's generally what the fuck are you doing? So,
because that question was asking me if it's a bad champion, so I'm like, so I'm kind of conscious of it right now.
Do I call a raise for damage?
I'm not
wearing my
armor
right
now.
Until after I know if I hit it.
You would call a raise for damage now.
What about spending void for damage?
You would do that afterwards.
Okay. I'm going to wait, though. No, I probably hit it. 14, 19. Well, maybe not. Yeah, it's 24.
Is he wearing armor?
No, that will miss him by. You just missed him, but he also misses you.
Well.
So now you.
I assume that like we didn't miss each other, but like our
swords
clashed.
Yeah,
that was.
Now it's
an issue. It was that angle sided thing where there's nothing like happening.
Now, as a Bayushin, you have the advantage because now you roll initiative.
Yep, now you do have initiative. Of course, if he hits you since he's a Matsu Berserker,
I
probably
fall.
He's wearing armor, I think. That's a really high thing.
He also has 3.
He has
three. He's the same.
Yeah,
he's like 3 with light armor. That's 25.
Yep.
He's the same as me.
Yep.
Yeah, I have a 20 at no armor.
So I'm going to go first.
I have a 15 at no armor.
I don't wear armor.
39. I got 47.
Will you do beat him?
Yeah, but I keep 4. And that's what he does.
He did get a 31 on 2 dice.
That's impressive.
So,
stop exploding.
You
kill people this way. It's going to be really bad.
unlike Savage Worlds, we can die really easy in this game.
Okay.
All right.
I just do what the dice tell me to do. That's all I do.
Do I want to go full attack and just try to get this over with?
Well, I will let you do something because you technically did beat his role on Ijutsu. You can make a lore Nova School role if you want to, if you have the skill.
Well, I assume he's a master berserker, right?
Right, but just so I can tell you a little something about
it's just school. Intelligence, right?
Yeah.
But I agree with that. No explosion, because
it's not necessarily going to be you can't figure out anything particular about it. Even in his form with his.
Okay. Just to let you know, I guess there'd be a crowd of people watching this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
We're in the alley, right? We're still in the alley.
Yeah, you're in the alley, so there's not as many people as you'd expect.
Okay.
But there's some people.
I'm watching, but I'm kind of trying to slink out of the way a little bit.
Okay.
So I just letting you know that.
That's fine.
All right.
In case I need to make a quick getaway.
I'm going to call a feint.
Okay.
A raise. I'm going to, I think, go full attack, though. I want to get this guy down in one go.
That's probably what.
As much as I can do. And even if I do that, my armor chance will only be 20.
Right.
Because I get plus 5 because I go first.
Mm-hmm. Well, that necessarily isn't easy.
All right. That's going to give me more than
I'm 10. Not looking at it.
What happens when I have more than 10 dice? Because that gives me 11 keep 4.
It unfortunately won't do anything.
And it's just 10 keep 4.
Yeah. If you got up to 12, you would have gotten plus.
I have heard of some people house ruling that 11 is fine.
11 is
fine.
No.
All right.
I've heard.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's still 10 keep 4.
Yeah.
That's
still
a lot. Pretty big roll. Yeah. If it was 12 keep 4, then it would come down to 10 keep 5.
Right.
That's very awesome.
Yes. Any two above the roll, it would have kept.
No. Only one explosion, though. That was not great.
Fives and sixes all around.
Yeah. Well, that's that. Alright.
Pins and needles.
So. 12, 19, 25, 31.
That will hit him.
Yeah. How much did it beat his thing by?
Six.
By six. So I only get, like, a plus terrible to damage.
Oh, you mean his initiative?
No, his TM.
Oh, yeah, you beat that by six.
Half, so I get plus 3 damage.
Okay.
It could have been up to plus 5.
Well, that's not terrible.
Yeah, it could have been this
one. All right. By 2,
man. By 6. Alright. So it's going to be 6 keep 2 plus 3. And now when I'll also call a void for an extra 1 keep 1. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. That. Alright, so that's 26. Oops. That was kind of a drop. It
nice.
Happened.
That's fine.
27, 30.
Okay. You seem to hit him pretty hard. You'd expect he'd probably be kind of limp, but at this point he seems less limpy. Perhaps he has the strength of the earth advantage.
He's got already less.
Yep.
Alright, well, I mean, that's him.
It still hurts him a good deal, but...
that was a lot of damage.
Yeah. I did 3 damage.
You don't even, like, increase my
light armor. Light armor or light armor has that.
Alright.
He will also go into full attack, because he also doesn't like you.
Okay.
And he's a Matsu Berserker.
Alright,
that's what they do.
I'm hoping he still has some skin penalty, though.
He may rape him. I could also roll really terribly bad.
That's really
and
good.
He misses really, really poor.
I am in favor of that.
I'm okay with NPCs rolling terribly bad.
Well, I mean, if he rolls badly, I parry his blow and then I get ready for another strike.
You hit him off balance. He looks like he shrugs him up with wounds, but he's off balance. He just kind of swings high and misses you entirely on the second strike.
I'm going to call it a feint again.
And he leaves himself wide open. Like a wide swing. And like,
what is up with these crappy rolls?
I don't know.
Do you have the katana emphasis?
Yes, I do. Oh, yeah, I can reroll this.
Reroll the ones.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I think I did that last time, too.
It was an 8.
Yeah,
I forgot to reroll his ones, too, so it's fine.
Yeah.
So, well, that was a lot of first time. It's a whole new
attack.
You're so 26. Angry.
Yep. 26, so that's a hit.
Yeah, that's it. But you don't get any bonuses.
Yeah. All right, he's dead. No, I get half of it.
Yeah, that does nothing.
It only keeps you this time, also.
Is that a bonus of full attack? Is that what that's all about?
No,
no,
it's part of my technique.
Okay.
14. No explosions. But still, on top of the
paper. He still seems to be kind of moving, but not that much. He will take one last desperate swing at you, though. Oh, he did better.
I hear those
explosions. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
One desperate attack that exploded 5 times. Suspense is coming.
Well, it depends on how eager he is. I mean, if he's like crippled, that's plus 20, so.
Yeah.
He still needs to get like 40.
He might need the explosion.
Yep.
To...
And he made you.
He got a 40.
He, in fact, got almost a 47.
Holy crap.
46 and a half.
Yeah.
Bonus is free initiative?
Yes, I get plus 5.
Oh, okay, so he beat you by like 2.
Yeah. Yep.
He'll spend a void on damage because...
Cripple for him is plus 17.
Yeah, it was less for him.
Oh,
is
that
what
it is?
No, that's... I have strength to this.
Yeah,
so
you
have strength to this.
But I can die right here.
Well, do you have any damage?
What's that?
Do you have any
damage? No, I don't have any damage.
Yeah, you're fine.
It's still
you're
going to
get hurt, yeah. Unless he explodes in his damage.
No, I don't hear color anymore.
Yeah, he said no explosions.
That's good.
But he probably keeps like 4 or 5 or something.
Right? No, it's a katana. It's
31 damage.
Whoa!
He's a Matsu.
I am
also crippled.
Ow.
Crippled fight.
I
go through a regular attack stance.
Okay. Yeah, he, like, that second, almost goes down, but even from the one knee, just a savage swing, and it just slices right
so
on his
I
chest.
Need,
so splash
I now need a 45 to hit him.
Yeah.
No, you're gonna duel to the death.
Yeah.
Alright. Well, my
question. There's a pin right there.
Yeah,
wow.
There's
it's
one.
3.
That will probably be how I hit him.
Oops, that was,
well, I only keep 3.
Oh, you only keep 3. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
30.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
58.
Well, you need your 45.
Yeah.
Well, I can do your plus
13
5.
More.
That was about the only one.
Yeah.
And there, this time you're crippled, you get your plus 5.
No, I don't. I didn't faint or anything.
Oh, is that
he just did normal attack stance.
Because he's
I
fucking died.
So we just do it. I would have missed terribly.
No,
I still would have hit with that. I still would have. No, I would have just missed.
Two races.
Yeah.
Two
tandems roll advantage.
Oh, thank God. There's two explosions.
Oh, okay.
That's 20. 20. Fucking decapitating this guy.
The AR.
Yeah. 28, 37.
Yeah, you pretty much run him through. He almost, like, raises his sword another time, like, you're like,
when
you kill him, and it's still...
When he does that, I knock his blade out of him with my hand, and then I just continue pushing with...
And
he
crumbles to the ground, and there's a big, giant pool of blood. Probably a lot of your blood in there, too.
Yes. sure is.
I'm sure glad we have a lot of machine gun to do this.
Yeah. I pull my blade out, and I do the cool flourish, even though I'm crippled.
Pretty much immediately... Which is surprising considering the street you're on, but there's a lot of death shouts and growls and angry clashes of steel. You're pretty much surrounded by guards. And they have their weapons drawn, and what looks like they're going to drop your blade.
I sheath it. It was self-defense. I was challenged. He died.
You asked no magistrate. Magistrate asked for more law. You just illegally killed somebody.
Yeah, a magistrate still has to preside over it.
Yes. And the other thing I was trying to make you roll on Nolan Carter is he was drunk out of his mind, but he exploded all over the place on his head again.
He was going to suddenly get sober.
Otherwise
we would have a penalty for being drunk.
Well, no. He had a penalty for being drunk.
You could have easily turned down the duel if he was drunk.
Oh,
yeah,
because
you're like, no, you're inebriated. I can't.
I was giving. I gave you like.
Yeah, you gave me a couple.
I looked
to your
court law because you kind of need to.
You know,
have
that investigation just got really tough.
They will pull out manacles.
I was
just come here quietly, and they lock you up and. You see the Bayushi getting carted off.
Mm-hmm.
I actually look towards you and I kind of nod. I mean,
if you want to make your own this,
yeah,
you
can
see me.
You can sell me. He's like, I'm getting the shit out of him.
I look for him and I kind of give a nod, and which is, you know, keep.
Oh, I'm watching. If I can stealth him, so watch.
Sure.
You won't see me, but
I know you're there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even if I probably can't see you.
That brave button I hit before. I looked
But, I mean, that means continue the mission. If anything, that just confirmed our story.
Well,
to the locals.
Because you insulted some drunk and can kill them?
No.
How did that confirm our story?
Who's going to say that he was drunk? A bunch of lying, drunk people in a bar?
Not just that,
no, he hit it pretty well.
No, but we never wavered from our story that we were hiring out Lion. Even when he's like, no, I'm going to kill you because you're insulting us. I'm like, no, we're hiring out Lion.
Right.
I think the greater concern is the fact that the guard showed up immediately, which almost means that they were already there.
Well, there could be that I rolled really well on my roll to see if they heard the initial.
That's that and their Lion Guard, they probably keep and
they keep
an extra eye on the red
mountain
area.
So they just happen to show up immediately after the fight?
I said pretty much immediately. Like they heard the fight off. The fight went on for like 4 rounds. And they heard the initial clang of steel because they both missed
but
the.
But they didn't show up immediately. I would have figured both of them could have gotten away.
Well,
so
they
had
like there was
him at crippled.
There was the crowd gathering in the alleyway. There was the fact that Nijutsu takes three rounds itself.
Yeah, they were focused.
Plus another three rounds of skirmish.
Exactly. There was like a good minute and a half there where there was combat going on.
Or at least just the crowd gathering.
Right, exactly.
Them staring at each other.
Well, I limp off with the guards.
Yeah. That's going to be an interesting thing.
I
mean, and none of them offer, I do kind of wrap my robes around like this giant gaping wound in my
side. They don't do it. They're not going to touch you. That's they're probably going to priest to heal you.
That's good.
But
it might take a while.
Because you've got to be fully healed if you're going to commit suicide.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but
well,
I
that's a thing you have to be honest.
Yeah, that's true.
I do banish my nose.
Yeah. Okay, so yes, no one notices the Shizuru going...
Ninja banish!
Wait, hold on. That's an hour.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stop here.
That's a good commercial break.